The Carolina Hurricanes are on the road in Sunshine, Florida for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final, and it is a must win, and we'll be talking about that on this episode of Locked On Hurricanes.
Your Locked On Hurricanes, your daily podcast on the Carolina Hurricanes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Caniacs. I'm your host, Jared Ellis, and you're listening to Locked On Hurricanes on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by the lovely folks over at Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. And in today's episode, we will be talking about Game 3 and what you can expect from the game tonight. Down in Florida, this is a must win for the Hurricanes. They have got to turn the tide of this series if they want a chance to win this series and advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Because Game 2 over the weekend, the Hurricanes fell yet again in overtime. And yet again, it was Matthew Tkachuk who scored the game-winning goal for the Hurricanes. And it's very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I mean, we didn't go to four, almost five overtime. So there is that. But at the end of the day, the Hurricanes are down 2-0 in this series now. And of course, it is important to remember we take these games one game at a time. Games 1 and 2, those are in the past. And now it's time to focus on Game 3. And, you know, my biggest thing for Game 3 tonight is that the power play has got to show up, man. It's really been a thorn in the Hurricanes' side for a long time, you know, throughout the regular season. We talked about it all season long about this Hurricanes power play of just how it just drops the ball. And yes, I know in Game 1 they did go 2 for 6. But, you know, you also had 6 opportunities. Kind of feel like you maybe should have scored another one there. But, you know, it is what it is there. They went 0 for 3 in Game 2, and you capitalize on one of those game. We're talking about a whole different series right now. The team is not down 2-0. So power play has got to show up big time in Game 3. It is an absolute must. And I know it feels like we're beating a dead horse with this, because at this point we are. And I sound like a broken record. If Andrew was here today, he'd sound the same way. And the power play has got to show up. If they want a chance to win this game, win this series, power play has got to show up. We can't keep doing this. Yes, I know penalty kill has been great. And you can win it with a really good penalty kill and a not so great power play. We've seen that in the past. But it's getting to that point of the year where the power play has to be average. And the Hurricanes power play is not average. And, you know, yeah, you could dive into like the deep stats and whatnot, but we all watch these games. We all know that this power play, both units have struggled. And, you know, in the regular season, of course, and the postseason, it's been kind of Jekyll and Hyde. You know, you have, you know, games where you have multiple power play goals. The next one, you can't do anything at all. So power play has seriously got to show up. And you know, another person that I really, 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 really want to show up in Game 3, Andrew as well, is Sebastian Aho. You know, we've said, you know, a lot over this course of the postseason that now is the time when you want your top guys to play like top guys. Yes, at this point, every player is a key player. We have seen it all postseason long of guys stepping up. Game 2, you know, Jalen Chatfield was the lone goal scorer for the Hurricanes. And yeah, that was his first postseason goal. And we love that. I'm not taking anything away from that from Chatfield, from Martinuk and his insane series against the Devils. Nazan, he stepped up big in the playoffs. I'm not taking anything away from those guys because we need those depth guys to step up at this point. For when you're having, you know, stuff like this of, you know, your top guys not, you know, not having that puck luck, not getting the puck in the back of the net. But it really feels like Sebastian Aho has been kind of a non-factor. I mean, I know he's had moments here and there. Yes, I know that. But as a whole, since the Islander series, we really haven't heard anything out of him. And that has got to change soon, like tonight, soon, down in Florida. It's got to change. This is the time of the year. I've said it before. I'll say it again. This is the time where you need your top guys to play like top guys, your star players to play like star players. Take Florida, for example. Yes, yeah, the Hurricanes have done a great job at shutting down Matthew Tkachuk in regulation. Yeah. Most overtime. But you look at games 1 and 2, who scored the overtime winners? Their star player, Matthew Tkachuk. You know, we've got to have top guys play like top guys, plain and simple. When we are really feeling Andrei Svechnikov and his playmaking ability not being there right now, really feeling that. So Sebastian Aho, looking at him, he's got to play a big role in this game in a positive way, not in a bad way. He's got to play a big role in game 3. That is it. To say it's a must is understatement. Like, he's got to be there. He is arguably the face of the franchise along with Svech. He needs to play like a guy who's the face of the franchise. That's what we need from him. Like, he is, we've seen it before, you know, where he put the team on his back and do everything he possibly can to get them that win. That right there is what we need in game 3. And we will continue to talk about what the Hurricanes need to do in game 3, as well as positive things that have been going well for them, because I know we've been a bit negative. And we will continue to talk about all of that right after this quick break, folks. Now, folks, buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy all of the tickets for your sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has tickets with deals on them right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and much, much more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Get your images of your seats before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. You're not going to be surprised by a pole in your way or anything like that. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, 2 taps, and you are all set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email, because that is never, never fun. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Now, diving back into the Carolina Hurricanes and what they need to do in game 3. We talked a lot about power play. That's probably number one. That's 1A. Sebastian Aho is 1B of the two biggest things we need here. And, you know, a big thing that I feel that is hurting the Hurricanes right now is kind of Florida Panthers' mental state right now. And that is because the Florida Panthers are hot. They're feeling themselves. They're confident. They got everything where it needs to be. Their confidence is off the camera right now, guys. Okay. You know, the Florida Panthers, you know, feel like a team of destiny. You know, I know that sounds, you know, kind of crazy or whatnot, but you, almost like the 2012 Kings or something like that, you know, where it just feels like everything is going right for them. I saw this this on Twitter earlier today, where the past three President's Trophy winners, they won the Stanley Cup the year after they won the trophy. So I think I said President's Cup, but you know, you guys know what I mean. But you know, that's another thing. Like, again, I'm not putting too much stock in this. A weird coincidence, but you know, this team, the Florida Panthers, are really, really hot, and they're confident, and they have that on their side, and they've kind of taken that confidence away from the Hurricanes. Not saying they're not confident, but you know, coming out of that New Jersey series, how good they were in that series, you know, aside from game three, how good they were there. It kind of feels like Florida sapped some of that confidence away from the Hurricanes, and they need in this game three to really get that back. I think that's going to be really, really key, of getting their confidence back in game three. That's going to be really important. And you know, another thing for the Panthers right now is Sergei Bobrovsky. You know, he is in playoff Bob form. Like, he is killing it. And you know, I have here in my notes, you know, how do they crack Bob? And, you know, it's something like, I really don't even know if that's something I can really answer, you know, because, you know, I'd say, you know, pressure him early, you know, put a bunch of shots on him. They've done that and they've done it. And, you know, we're still down 2-0 in the series. You know, he's, you know, 18-point, you know, change, you know, saves above expected or whatever. It's late, so I'm sorry. But, you know, it's, you know, he is playing well above expectations right now. And he's playing like the $10 million man. And how do they get him out of this rhythm he is in? You know, because I felt like game two would be a good chance to do that, you know, because he was, you know, the guy that the Panthers were rolling with after that 4 overtime, almost 5 overtime game. And they rolled with him. And they still got the win. The Hurricanes, on the flip side, did go to Antti Raanta. He hadn't played in about a month. And no shade to him whatsoever, because he played great. And Frederik Andersen has played great, you know, the entire postseason. Yet. So it's not like, you know, the Hurricanes goaltending is a problem. You know, they can go with Freddie. They can go with Raanta. You know, that's not an issue for the Hurricanes right now. Same with their defense. You know, as a whole, their defense and the penalty kill have been really stinking good. Again, you know, aside, you know, from the 2 overtime winning goals, they've done a really great job of shutting down Matthew Tkachuk. They're still doing good. Like, the main issue with the Hurricanes right now is the thing that's been the issue in the playoffs the past few years, of the goals just drying up. And, you know, did they spend them all in the New Jersey series or what? Like, I don't know what is going on here. And, you know, again, yes, you know, the Panthers, you know, I feel, you know, a lot of this really goes to Florida and just how well they are playing the Hurricanes right now, because these teams, yeah, are evenly matched. You know, we've seen, you know, just both games have had to go to overtime. Game one, you know, it's played over 2 games worth of hockey. All right. You know, these teams are very evenly matched, and they're, you know, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, I think that the Hurricanes, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they, like I said, they need, you know, Sebastian Aho right now. They need him. You know, Seth Jarvis, he is putting in some freaking work, man. Like, he can't do it all. Jordan Martinook, you know, I'd love to see him. You know, he's still played really well. It's not racking up the points the way he was in that New Jersey series, so I'd like that to change a little bit, but he's still playing really, really well. And, you know, you got other guys on this line that are playing really well, you know. Steph Nason, he's had a pretty darn good playoff, in my opinion. And you look at, you know, that Kotkaniemi, Faust, and, Natchez line, or was it? No, Martinuk on that line. Excuse me. You look at that. You know, those two wingers right there with Kotkaniemi, they're playing really freaking good. But it can't just be those guys. It can't be. And the Hurricanes, they need everyone. It's all hands on deck right now. So they need Sebastian Aho. They need Jordan Staal. They need Jesper Kotkaniemi, Marty Natchez, Mackenzie McEachern, Derek Stepan, Paul Stastny. You know, the list goes on. You have Jesse Puljujärvi slots in the line. They need him. I don't really see that happening, but everyone that's in the lineup, they need them to step up. And, you know, looking at, you know, some of the issues they've been having, I do think you could potentially see some lineup changes in game three. I really do. I do think you could see Steph Nason slide down in the lineup to no fault of his own. You know, he's played really well. But seeing Tavo get back up there with Sebastian Aho, I could see that happening. Or, you know, Marty Natchez going up there on that top line with Sebastian Aho. I can really see those happening to try to generate some offense for this team. That is their biggest problem right now. It's just not being able to get anything to go in the back of the net. And yes, I know you have Bob, you know, there who is playing out of his mind. You're not having the puck luck. They've been hitting the post a lot. You know, things that, you know, were normally going in for them aren't right now. So they don't have the luck on their side. So they need to put their best possible combinations out there. And I think that's going to be really key, especially in game three, because they're not going to have, you know, last change, you know, like they do at home. Not going to have that. So, and then they're not going to be able to generate the matchups that they want as much. So I really do think that you are going to have to maybe change up some lines and, you know, do again, we know lines, you know, kind of fluid with Rod, and you know, things can change mid-game. We all know that, but I do think you are probably going to see some changes in your starting lineups for game three. I really do. I forget who posted it on Twitter, but one that I do think could very well be a possibility in game three is the potential split up of Brady Shea and Brett Pesce, because that pairing has really been struggling. Yes, they've had, you know, moments where they're good, but as a whole, that pair has really struggled, and they are not looking like themselves. So, yeah, I believe in it. They had flipped Shea and Chatfield, I believe, or Shane and Gostisbehere. Shea and Gostisbehere, I believe that's what it was. But flipping those guys, do I think it will happen? Probably not. Is it something that should happen? Maybe. Maybe it should. But, you know, it's one of those things, like, it's kind of tough to pinpoint, you know, certain things, you know, with what's going wrong. Again, yes, offense is not there. Power play is not very good right now. Yes, those things are easy to pinpoint, but some of these things where, you know, they're making mistakes, you know, that they don't normally make. A big one, you know, being in game two with Brent Burns and Jacob Slavin getting tied up on the Tkachuk OT winner. It's not something that usually happens. Again, it's kind of a freak thing. It, you know, a lot of times, you know, overtime, you know, comes down to taking advantage of a mistake like that. We saw that in game one, saw it in game two. So, yeah, that's going to be another thing that they really have to work on, of cutting down on these mistakes. I do think, yes, in game two, fatigue probably was a bit of a factor for both teams, really. And then it going to overtime again, and it, maybe a little bit of frustration there of like, oh, God, here we go again. Maybe, you know, that was something there as well. But, you know, mistakes are really going, they're going to have to tighten up. They are. And it's not for a fact that they've been bad and undisciplined and, you know, mistakes all over the ice. That hasn't been, you know, the case. Have had some puck management issues, yes. But as a whole, it's not like they're playing super, super sloppy hockey or anything like that. Yes, there are sloppy moments. We have seen it. But as a whole, you know, it's not been terrible. Again, defense has as a whole been really, really well. Penalty kill,
and goaltending as a whole really, really good. So that is going to be things that they are doing well. But ultimately, you know, heading into game three, my predictions for this game, what I think is going to happen, we will talk about that right after this quick break, folks. All right, now getting into game three predictions. This is going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. Now, because I do think, you know, one thing that we will for sure 110% see from the Hurricanes is that they're going to be playing with a level of desperation that we have not seen from them this playoffs. They are, you know, on the verge of going down 3-0 in the series, you know, or, you know, not on the verge, but, you know, it's a possibility, you know, here. They don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen. So I do think we are going to see a level of desperation here. Similar to, like, you know, we saw in New Jersey in game three, you know, with the Devils, how they, you know, blew the brakes off of that game and, you know, beat the Hurricanes 8-4. Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to see that sort of desperation level play from the Hurricanes. I really do. I think, yeah, this is going to be a team we haven't seen this playoff. And they are going to be playing out of their mind. Because, you know, with both games one and two, they had legit shots to win that game. It was not like game three in New Jersey where it kind of felt over pretty quickly. It was aside from, you know, that one little stretch there where they're starting to claw back with those shorthanded goals. Yeah, I think that they are, yeah, they're going to play desperate hockey. I think, you know, we probably see Freddie in net again. You know, again, no slight to Antti. He played great in game two. So if you do roll with him, I don't think it's a bad decision. But I do think they will go back to Freddie. I do think we will see some lineup changes. What exactly? We're kind of going to have to wait and see till, you know, early morning or well, not early morning, but maybe till around like noon or so. Once they, you know, have their morning skate, really kind of getting an idea of what we can see from that. But I do expect some lineup changes. I do expect Teuvo Teravainen or Marty Natchez to slot up on that first line with Sebastian Aho and Seth Jarvis. I do expect that. I really do. And, you know, I could see, you know, again, you know, I think, you know, everything is fair game, really, when it comes to the forward lines. I think it's all fair game. I think it wouldn't surprise me if we saw first line Martinook. It wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't surprise me whatever they do with the forward lines. Now, I did talk about, do you split up Brady Shea and Brett Pesce again? I don't think that will happen. I don't think we're going to see Calvin DeHaan or Dylan Coughlin. I think that's, you know, that's done. I don't see that happening at all. I think your defensive pairs will likely stay the same. When it comes to on the ice, again, a level of desperation we have not seen from them this playoff. That's a guarantee. I think we are also going to see them maybe try to get in the Panthers' head a little bit. Again, keeping it between the whistles, you know, nothing crazy. We're not going to, you know, be like Islanders or anything like that of being, you know, menaces. But I do think, you know, you could maybe see some mind games of them trying to get under the Panthers' skin and, you know, trying to get the Panthers to make mistakes. Again, nothing dirty or anything like that. But I do think you're going to see them try to get in the Panthers' head and get them to make mistakes, draw these calls, these unnecessary calls, you know, things that, you know, they normally wouldn't do. You know, I do think we're going to see that. I think they're really going to match the mental aspect of the game. They're going to match that with the level of desperation they're going to be playing with. They're really going to be 100 miles an hour, you know, in this game. And, you know, from my final point of what they need to do to win this game, they've got to play the full 60 minutes and they've got to close out the game right. Close it out well. That's been an issue in games one and two. They haven't been able to finish very well. And that's going to be really key here. Playing that full 60 minutes, or 60 minute plus. You know, we've seen that in games one and two. Yeah, we're seeing in the West as well with overtime galore over there as well. Again, not four overtimes. Yeah. I don't want to go through that again. But, you know, it's one of those things that where they've really got to be there 110%. Panthers are going to give 100%. Hurricanes need to give 110%. You know, it's they have really got to create opportunities, get the Panthers to make mistakes, get Bob to make mistakes. That's going to be key. Oh, gosh, who we talked about? I forget if it was Sam or Andrew. I forget who mentioned it. But, you know, elevating the puck, getting it over Bob's shoulders, that's where they've been able to score. I believe it was Andrew who mentioned it. But, you know, getting that to happen, you know, creating those shots, peppering with them, but creating good shots, good scoring opportunities. We've said it many times over the course of this show. Sometimes it feels like they're just shooting to shoot. They're using that logo on the middle on the goalie's jersey as a target. You know, we can't be having that. You know, you kind of know what's going to get past Bob, you know, from what we've seen in the series. Again, elevate the puck over Bob. That's going to be really important here. And then again, getting the Panthers to make mistakes and taking advantage of those mistakes. Let's not go 0-for-3 on the power play again. Let's not have that, because again, that could have been a different mismaker in game two. You know, had they just converted on one of those power play attempts, just one, you win the game 2-1 in regulation. You know, and you're not seeing, you know, we're not down 2-0 in the series. And yeah, again, they did score on power play in game one. Again, I do know that they went for 2-for-6 in that one. But you had 6 power play opportunities again. I kind of feel like maybe they should have got one more. But yeah, that's neither here nor there now. Again, we've said, you know, those games are in the past. They're done. We're taking this one game at a time. We're looking at game 3. Power play has got to show up. Sebastian Aho, got to play a franchise player. Big. Got to play the full 60 minutes. Got to finish strong. That's going to be very vital for here. And get the Hurricanes, get the Panthers to make mistakes, get in their head, win that mental battle. That's going to be important, winning that mental battle with the Panthers on the ice. Try to, again, I know it's going to be really stinking hard to bring their confidence level down, but if they can get to them early, I think, you know, maybe, you know, they have a chance in this game. Games 1 and 2, yeah, they did score first. And typically in the regular season, that was like, all right, you know, we're good to go. That hasn't been the case here. So capitalizing on that momentum is going to be important as well. You know, Panthers are a very dangerous team. They are better than your typical 8 seed. And we've said that a lot, you know, this series. They are better than your typical 8 seed. So, again, win power play. Sebastian Aho, we need to see you playing the full 60 minutes, finishing strong, winning the mental game. They can do that stuff. I think they take game 3, but that's going to be a tall order with this Panthers team. So at the end of the day, we just got to wait till the game gets here. So folks, make sure you are listening to the game on SiriusXM tonight. If you are not able to watch the game at home, watch the game at one of the watch parties, or if you're not there in person down at FLA Live Arena, you know, make sure you are listening on the SiriusXM app, SXM app. We are also available on there, as well as all of your other podcast streaming platforms and on YouTube at Locked On Hurricanes. I am your host, Jared Ellis. Follow me on Twitter at @JaredEllis_96. Follow the show on Twitter at @LO_Hurricanes. And I will talk to you in the next episode where we recap game 3. Fingers crossed, it's a win, folks. And as always, let's go Canes.